Hello, welcome to IsiZulu Podcast. I am Cynthia and I'll be your beginner's guide to help you speak IsiZulu. Lesson 28, and we're still on tenses. No, we're not going anywhere. I'm joking. This is the last episode on tenses. One of our lovely listeners gave me a link. It's called www.bibles.co.za, and it's basically an online Bible in Zulu. So it will be good to improve your Zulu reading and understanding. And in 3 months, isiZulu will be 1 year. I can't wait. Wow, who would have thought a year doing this? I actually didn't even realize it until someone reminded me that they had been listening to from November. And then I looked back from the first lesson and I started in May. So May in 3 months, a year. Okay, on with the lesson. Teach Fundisa. Why Fundisa? She used to be a teacher. Why Fundisa? Why Fundisa? Ufundisa abantwana is science. She teaches children science. Ufundisa abantwana is science. Ufundisa abantwana is science. Bazofundisa emazweni. They will go and teach in foreign countries. Bazofundisa emazweni. Bazofundisa emazweni. Ilizwe, it's a country. Amazweni, it's countries or foreign countries. Show, vonisa. Nivonisa, show me. Nivonisa. Nivonisa. Nivonile imoto yake ivi. I saw her car. It's ugly. Ah, that's a big crow to say. Anyway. Nivonile imoto yake ivi. Ivi, it's ugly. Livi ipachi lake. Her jacket is ugly. Ivi is usually a negative word. So if you say mavi amaqanda, the eggs taste terrible. Sizobona umnyeni wakhe ngomgqibelo. We will see her husband on Saturday. Sizobona umnyeni wakhe ngomgqibelo. Sizobona umnyeni wakhe ngomgqibelo. Sizobonana. We will see each other again. Sizobonana. Talk, kuluma. Kulumela phezulu. Talk louder. Kulumela phezulu. Wakhuluma laye. She spoke with or to her. Wakhuluma laye. Wakhuluma laye. Ngizokhuluma phambili kwemuli yami. I will speak in front of my family or I'll speak with my family. Nizokhuluma phambili kwemuli yami. Nizokhuluma phambili kwemuli yami. So hopefully now you'll be able to recognize what's future, present, and past when you're being spoken to or reading it. Hopefully in future you'll be able to construct your own sentences using the correct tense. I don't find them as confusing as the English ones, because these ones, most of them, they stay as they are. It's just what you put in front of them, whereas in English for go you have went and stuff. They're confusing. Well, I think it is. Okay, so remember, if it's a present tense, it stays the same. If it's a future, it always has zo in the beginning of the verb. So in the upcoming lessons, we'll be going into details of things, really. So we'll be going into detail how to use the word belong. And we need to also talk about food. That would pretty much have covered the basic stuff that you need to survive when you're speaking Zulu. Then I'll start taking in suggestions of what people like the lessons to be about. We've covered a lot of things, so I'll be working on listening skills. So I'll be reading from Bibles, poems, anything really, until someone puts in a suggestion of what we should do. Well, that's the end of today's lesson. Please don't forget to email me at zulumaiden@life.com. Thank you. Bye-bye. What's up?